Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. My friend, welcome back. And I am happy to be back. I took a little break from the podcast. We had a lot of sickness in our house last week. So I'm happy to be back. I'm recording early in the morning. My kids are still sleeping. They're all on spring break this week. So I tried recording in the middle of the day yesterday during quiet hour. It did not go really well. And so I decided to just stop it and come back. Today I want to talk to you about what to do when you have tension with your kids or you just want things done your way and it's just not working out, and it's so hard to accept the reality, and you just want to force your way into the circumstance, and it's stressing you out, and how to let go and release and shift your perspective. And I wanted to share a win with you. I have a client who has a 12-year-old son who she homeschools, and he really likes to do things his way, and she really likes to do things her way, and they often have tension. And part of the reason she joined my program on anger management is because it would bring up a lot of triggers for her, him not doing what she wants him to do, especially with homeschooling, because she obviously wants good for him and for him to do well and learn all these skills, but he puts up a lot of resistance, and obviously that creates a lot of tension. And one of the things that her and I talked about, how nobody likes to be controlled. Nobody likes to be controlled. Like, if someone would try to control everything you did, how challenging would that be, right? And we do that with our kids often. How hard would it be if somebody would just micromanage and control your whole day and tell you what to do, what not to do, when to take a nap, when to get up, what to wear, what to eat, what homework to do, when to do it, when to brush your teeth? Like, you would naturally resist that. You would naturally put up a resistance and try to fight that. And that's normal, because part of our human nature is to want to be in control, at least of our own decisions and our own actions. And so cool that even God gave you full control of your actions and decisions. He's not micro-controlling you. He's not. He is so gracious that even He gave you the choice, the daily choice to make the decisions. And oftentimes we choose bad decisions. Sometimes we choose good decisions. And of course, as parents, we want the best for our kids. And the problem is that when our kids are resisting and we are pushing our agenda at them, it creates the tension. And when we have all this tension that keeps building up day after day, you have tension with your children, maybe with your spouse. Let's go back to our children. You will notice that it's drifting apart your relationships with your kids. So what can we do, right? Because if we're trying to get our kid to do something or not to do something, we use so much energy, try to force our desires on them. And then when it's not working out, what happens? We feel out of control, and it brings up a lot of anger. And I can give you a really good example. I have another client that we were talking about how She's trying to get out the door in the morning with her kids, and her kids are just not cooperating, and it's just making it really hard and frustrating. And I'll do an episode on time pressure and running late, because that's like a whole nother thing that, oh my goodness, like if I could pick like a few things that really trigger my anger, one of them is running late. And so I want to do an episode on that. But so that is one thing that we talked about. Her kids are not listening, not cooperating, not doing what she wants them to do, right? And that brings up frustration and anger, right? And then I wanted to share a personal example, which is happening recently. I have a 2-year-old. Then she knows how to go on the potty, number one. Number two, not yet. She waits till she gets a diaper on nap time, and then she'll go in her diaper, which is fine with me because she gives me 2 hours in the middle of the day. And I'm like, you know what? I'll take it. I'll wash you up and I'll clean you up. But if you give me 2 hours in the middle of the day of quiet, because she's so busy. I literally cannot get anything done when she's awake. I can get some housework done, but like work-wise, I can't do anything. So, and that's fine. I'm choosing not to. But she can hold her pee for a very long time. She'll wake up in the morning. She probably peed in her diaper, but then she doesn't pee all morning. And it's time to go for a nap at 12:30. And I put her on the potty and I know she needs to go, right? Because she hasn't went all morning, and she won't. And she's just like trying to play. She's just trying to get the toilet paper and looking around, try to reach for a toothbrush and just saying things. And I will say, Nelly, I need you to go potty. And she's like, I don't want to. Like, Nelly, I know you need to go potty, because I don't want this to become a habit. So then she doesn't go potty. So then she gets used to peeing in her diaper all the time. So you see my point. Like, I need her to continue to go potty. And that, like, my mind is telling, I need her to go pee. I just need her. I have to get her to pee. That's what my mind is telling me. And Nelly's like, I don't want to. And I'm starting to feel frustrated. And I'm a little bit more stern with her. And I said, Nelly, mommy needs you to go potty right now. And she's like, I don't want to. And she's trying to get off. And I'm starting to feel really frustrated. And sometimes, you know, if I'm like leaving out the door, I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to put on a diaper and stuff. But like, we're at home. We're not going anywhere. So I know that she can go potty. And she chooses not to. And I had to implement the strategies that I've been teaching my clients. And I said to myself, I'm choosing to let it go. This is what I want you to get away from this episode. It's a choice. My mind wants to fight the circumstance and be like, no, she has to do it my way. How can a 2-year-old win this argument? She has to pee right now. I can't let her win. And it's so hard. It's so hard, right? And I tell my mind, I'm choosing to let it go. I'm choosing to let it go. I'm choosing to let it go. If I tell myself I have to let it go, my mind feels more out of control, because then it doesn't feel like a choice. It feels like I have to get it, like let it go. And it feels really hard, right? Because when you feel like you're forced to do something, you have natural resistance. But when you tell your mind, I'm deciding to, I am choosing to let it go, you feel more sense of control in the circumstance. And so I tell myself, I'm choosing to let it go. I'm choosing to let it go. And I did. I just took her off the potty, washed her hands. I took her to her room, put a diaper on, and I put her for a nap. And it's hard. It's hard to choose to let some things go when we want our kids to do something or not do something, and they're just completely resisting it. And sometimes they're minor. They're not that important. Actually, lots of things we can choose to let go. There's many things that our kids do on a daily basis that really don't matter 10 years from now. But we make a big deal out of it in the moment, stress ourselves out, because we want that control and micro control and want things done our way. Does it make sense for her to go on the potty? Would it be better? Yes. Well, she is resisting me. That's the fact. That is the circumstance, and I can either accept it or fight it. And if I try to fight it, I create more tension and resistance, and actually really like put more tension on my relationship with her versus choosing to let it go, washing her hands, being playful with her, just putting her to sleep and creating more of a warm memory with my child instead of more tension. And when it came to my client, the one that was homeschooling, one of the mantras that we came up with her was, I'm choosing to connect. I'm choosing to connect instead of trying to get things done my way. And there's things in her with her son is that he wants to do things her way, his way, and she wants to do her way. And so, and she came up with the idea of like, I'm choosing to connect instead of try to fight him. So I thought that one was pretty neat that she was able to come up with the idea of choosing to connect instead of choosing to continue to fight and try to get things her way, because that would create lots of tension and bring up lots of anger. And it was a mental shift that we decided ahead of time that when this is going to come up, she's going to choose to connect with him and ask him, what does he want to do, like his way? Like, how do you want to get this done? And allowing him to have a little bit of sense of control, because then he would cooperate more instead of keep fighting her. The other example I was bringing up about running late, and my client, she was sharing how it's really frustrating when her kids are just not finding their shoes and things are chaotic and she's running late to drop them off at daycare. And I think she has some flexibility to get to work a little bit later. She's a manager, so it's not like super strict. And so we talked about making a mental shift in the moment. I'm choosing to be 10 minutes late to work, and that is okay. I'm choosing to be 10 minutes late, and literally put that on repeat in your mind. Your mind's like, oh my gosh, we're late. Now this and this is going to happen. And you put this pressure on yourself. You feel rushed. And then it's like, tension, it boils up, and then anger comes out, versus you start noticing that tension come up, your kids are not cooperating, and you tell yourself, I'm choosing to be 10 minutes late, and that is going to be okay. I'm choosing to be 10 minutes late, and it's going to be okay. And then when you decide that, it's literally a shift in your mind. You make that decision. You made a decision to be a little late, and that's going to be okay, because the relationship with your kids is more important than trying to rush and scream and yell and freak out and be rough and tense and maybe grab their arm too hard and just create that tension. Because what is more important to your kids in the long run? What kind of memory do you want them to have of you and for you to be remembered as, for them to remember you as a mom who's constantly rushing and yelling, or a mom who is a little bit late maybe to some things, but there's more warmth and calm and peace? And it's a decision that you get to make in your mind. And the cool thing is, you get to make this decision ahead of time. In the moment, things feel really hard. And as I've taught you before, your thinking brain is offline when you feel triggered. The brain, the part of the brain that helps you make positive, calm choices. But when you make a decision ahead of time, what are you going to do ahead of time? Like, when this happens, then I will do XYZ. When my daughter's refusing to go on the potty before nap time, then I will choose to let it go and put a diaper on her and be playful with her instead of, you know, creating that tension. Is it nice if she would listen to me right away? Yes. But the fact is that she's resisting me and she has full control over her bladder, right? And I could fight it and create that tension, or I can choose to let it go. And there were a couple times where I did not choose to let it go, and I continued to try to argue and stress myself out. And guess what? She still did not go on the potty, and it just created the tension, right? But 10 years from now, this little incident does not matter. My daughter will not remember all the things I said and did, but she will remember the atmosphere that I set in the home. And you get to decide what atmosphere you set in the home. Is it warm and loving and kind, empathetic, connective? Or is there always tension and yelling and frustration and reacting? How do you want your kids to remember their childhood? How do you want them to remember you as when they become adults? Because when I look back at my childhood and I remember my mom is so loving and so kind and so such a godly woman. And when I remember my childhood, I actually don't know. I don't remember a lot of stories of my childhood. My mom remembers a lot more than I do, but I can tell you an overall atmosphere in the home that I grew up. And my atmosphere was set by my mom. Yes, my dad was there and he had his moments, and my dad was more strict and a little bit more rough. and had a harder time creating connection with us. But my mom was with home with us, and she worked as I gotten older, but she was the primary caregiver. And my mom set an atmosphere in our home that is loving and kind and warm. And each and one of my siblings enjoys coming home now that we're all adult to my parents' house. Everybody, they enjoy coming to my parents' house because why? My mom set that atmosphere. She decided that that's what she is going to do because that is more important, right, than trying to get your way every single time. Yes, there's some little things. I mean, there's bigger things that really need to be, you know, maybe you need to put your foot down. But if you keep fighting your kids and every little thing to get things your way, you're creating that constant tension and you're drifting that relationship apart and it's ripping apart that connection. So that is what I want you to take away. When you want to, when things feel out of control, the circumstance, and you're wanting to control it, things that are out of your control, you get to make a decision of choosing to let it go. And it's a mental shift. And you tell yourself, I'm accepting the reality and I'm choosing to let this go because I want to have a closer relationship with my kids, because I want to connect more. Choosing to accept the reality, choosing to adapt, choosing to be flexible. What it's a choice. And what does that? It lowers your stress levels, increases your capacity, and reduces those anger outbursts and that frustration. It's a mental shift that you get to decide that you can make starting today. And I hope this was helpful for you. I hope you got some value out of this episode. This is hard. I know. This is really, 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 really hard. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of commitment. And if you're listening to this episode and you relate to this and you're like, I struggle with this a lot. I have constant tension with my kids. I feel like I'm blowing up left and right. I'm screaming and yelling at my kids. I'm running on empty. I have nothing else to give. I have no capacity levels. And it's bleeding into my family and bleeding into my relationships. My kids don't even want to be around me because I'm always mean to them. And you see how this is negatively affecting your relationship. You feel like maybe your family members are walking in eggshells, or maybe you experience a lot of passive aggressive anger towards your family and just being unkind and rude. And you're ready to make some changes. You're ready to do something about this. You're ready to implement things and not just to listen to episodes and to read a book or a blog post. You're ready to take some action, and you want accountability for me to hold you accountable to make these changes in your life. I want to invite you to consider working with me. I have a 12-week coaching program that is truly going to change your life. If you show up and you do the work, you will see massive transformation in your life. I promise you that. It is 100% money back guarantee. If you do the work and you don't see the changes in your life, I will give you the refund at 12 weeks. Also, my friend, you get to decide if you want to take the next step. I'm not making you do this. You get to decide if this is something that you want for your family. This work is so important and so valuable. You literally don't have the time not to do it, because your relationship with your kids 10 years from now, where is it going to be if you don't make these changes? If you tried stuff on your own and it hasn't worked, I promise you this is very different. The next step is to book a consultation call with me. I have a link in the show notes. You scroll down a little bit, apply for the call, fill out the application, and I would be happy to connect with you. And then you and I get to decide if this is the next right step for you. So, my friend, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you found it valuable and helpful, I would really love and appreciate if you share it with somebody in your life. Just text it to them. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time.
Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.